This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
How cheap's the gas by you? In this context, it's all too easy to forget about more fuel-efficient technologies like hybrid cars. But federal researchers are playing a longer game and are working on getting advanced efficient technologies someday onto airplanes, which currently stream a trail of carbon dioxide across the sky. From Cleveland, Ohio, Brian Bull explains.
I'm here at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport, where roughly 150 flights take off every day. Loud, gas-guzzling passenger jets that leave exhaust trails in their wake. But right next door at the NASA Glenn facility, there's research underway that'll change a lot of this.
We're trying to get a 737 to fly using electric motors.
That's Ralph Jansen, an engineer at NASA Glenn. He and his colleague, Cheryl Bowman, sit in a lab filled with monitors, gadgets, and wires. She says in 10 years, they hope to have a hybrid aircraft that carries 10 passengers. But it makes sense to aim high for a 737 that'll carry at least 10 dozen.
Because right now, those are the ones that have the highest usage, the highest fuel burn, so the highest economic impact on the country as a whole.
Picture a 737 with electric engines under each wing that also generate power for a fan built into the tail, and you've got the conceptual gist. Jansen says it would cut fuel consumption in passenger jets by 12%.
Which is particularly difficult because you need to make the electric parts very light and very efficient.
While there's still more work ahead, Bowman says there's a bit of a space race feel to it, given the global interest in hybrid tech.
Places like the European Union invest a lot of money in making Rolls-Royce aircraft engines out of Great Britain and Airbus based out of France into major competitors.
You might think that better fuel efficiency will save airlines money and therefore lower ticket prices. But airline industry analyst Robert W. Mann Jr., based in New York State, says those savings aren't necessarily passed on to the customer.
It's the marketplace that really drives fares, not so much the production costs. I mean, what we see today, for example, is despite much lower jet fuel costs, the marketplace is still commanding higher fares in some cases.
Still, jets that are quieter, more fuel efficient, and have fewer emissions in today's aircraft pack appeal. But to put an air brake to your enthusiasm, NASA says the earliest rollout for a hybrid passenger jet will be 20 to 30 years. So expect a significant delay before takeoff. In Cleveland, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.